Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, the boat.
Broadcasting live out of Georgia, friends.
I want to
90 degrees.
I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, we're broadcasting live. Actually, I am broadcasting live out with our producer, Chaseford. We are out in Georgia. Landed a couple hours ago, 90 degrees in the state of Georgia. It's good to be here, though. It really is. Aside of that, friends, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is Bradley Dean. I'm sorry. Bradley Dean. Man, maybe I'm just really high on myself right now. I don't know what it is. Or maybe I'm just so hot, I'm becoming delirious. I'm catching up here, friends. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook page. Now, listen carefully. It is Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also check out Bradley Dean, two different websites, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, one fan page, one personal page. As I've shared with you in the past, friends, we got about 100,000+ friends interacting on both websites, and I love it. It's great. You guys are awake. You guys are responding. This is how we preserve our republic. So again, Bradley Dean, two different websites, one fan page, one personal page, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Friends, I also have to let you know, I'm sorry to say, over the next 3 days, the phone lines will be inaccessible because we are out on the road. We got some house meetings to do here in Georgia with some of the state leaders throughout the state, you know, the entirety of the state of Georgia. And then we're going to be doing a bunch of interviews out of the house here. And then we're going to be going over to do a high school program, high school assembly tomorrow. I think we're going to be doing a couple classes. Hopefully we're going to be doing the full school auditorium. We'll see what comes up, transpires here. And aside of that, we're also going to be doing a national event with these national leaders that I have yet to meet. So I'm looking forward to being a part of it. I'm honored to be a part of it. And I'm also looking forward to giving the meetings a good swift kick in the shorts, as they say. I kind of waken things up a little bit. But anyways, in saying that, friends, again, I am sorry. Phone lines will be inaccessible. We're doing the stuff out here, and we're turning talk radio into do radio. As you know, we're showing you our faith by our works on a daily basis because we love. And deeds, not words, like George Washington said. And who did he derive that from? None other than the Christ Jesus, our Lord, who said we're not to love in tongue, neither in word, but we're to love in deed and in truth. Isn't it interesting, as a matter of fact, I've been thinking about this because I've been paying attention to the quotes that all of these philosophers, you know, lay out there, and they act as if they're the ones that should be accredited for the quote that they just gave forth. Or what they'll do is they'll go to Scripture, actually, because they're all deriving their wisdom from the Scriptures in the first place. What they'll do is they'll go to Scriptures, they'll read it, and then what it means to them, they'll put the quote out there, and it's almost paralleled with Scripture, friends. And shame on them. What they'll do is they'll take credit to themselves rather than giving credit to the Christ. But just know all good wisdom comes all from the good God and the good Christ. And we need to keep in mind that He is the one that gave it to us. He who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let's not forget that. So anyways, in saying all that to say this, friends, yesterday we were talking About a bunch of different stuff, and I just wanted to share a couple emails with you that kind of go line upon line, piggyback as to what we've been talking about. We've been talking about fear. We've been talking about what's been going on in the country and how people are paralyzed and how fear incapacitates, so on and so forth. And I want to give you an example here because this is one of the emails I just got today, and it goes as follows. It says, interesting story about paralyzing fear. If only people knew what their rights that God gave them were, they would not fear the government or those in charge and what the government is doing to them. Perhaps she just didn't want to hassle or be hassled by anyone. Kind of a weird beginning here, but we'll go on. But you know that there's a story circulating around about a man, as you know, who got up to complain about Common Core. This is a fact. And pornography being done at a school where his daughter was going. And according to this show host, a policeman was called because the man went over his 2 minutes allotted time. In other words, a man was complaining about what the school board was actually allowing the curriculum to teach their kids, and it was semi-pornography. He spoke up, started talking back to the school board member. The school board member told him, you're over your two-minute mark. He just kept going after her, which he has every right in the world to do. She said, disrespect. He came back and he said, why are you talking about disrespect when you're disrespecting the parents in this room when you mean to inundate our children with pornography? And no sooner than he said that, and what happened is a cop came over in a crowd of about 40 people. And what was interesting during this meeting, this board meeting, this school board meeting, was that the 40 people that were sitting there hearing this man complain about what the school board was allowing through school curriculum to fall upon her daughter, namely, again, semi-pornography, they all stared at the cop as he came over to the man, took him out of the room with his hand grasped upon his hand, took him outside of the doors, and arrested him. And you know what the 40 other parents did, my friends? They stood there and stared at the man being arrested by the cops for speaking out on the behalf, namely, protecting his child. Do you think there's something wrong with the country? Do you think there's something wrong with the people that will stand down when a government usurps Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people? Can you show me where federal government has any business in the educational scheme? Oh, they don't. Really? Well, thank you for proving my point. Then can you tell me why this adult, this parent, when speaking up on the behalf of his child, was arrested by a police officer for going over his two-minute mark while standing up for, well, the morality of his child, the education of his child? And what's terrible about it is when you look at the American people, namely those that were sitting in that room, they were like a bunch of scared sheep looking at the school board and the police officer as if what they were doing was legal or lawful. You know, it kind of reminds me of a guy that just posted on my Facebook, friends. He was talking about Ben Franklin. Someone said something about God, and he said, oh, how ignorant you people are, lines between church and state. I went back to him and I said, can you show me any founding documents where there's lines between church and state? I said I didn't think so, but you can find it in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution, talking about schools. We'll be right back in Incapacitating Fear.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about? Have you ever noticed, surely you must have, hypocrites like people just like themselves? They would rather have someone that they like lie to them than have someone that they don't like tell them the truth. I don't want people to listen to this show because we compromise, but rather listen to us because we don't compromise. I don't want to be the one that said, I told you so, with bad results at its end. I want to be the one that said, I stopped it before something bad happened. Prevention is better than cure. Buy the truth and sell it not.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Right before the break, I was talking during the first segment there about Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, which they are not, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. We're talking about how the American people, namely those 40 people in that particular school, stood down when a parent stood up while protecting his child from the school board. Hello, friends. It's only going to get worse until the American people pull their kids. It's just how it is. There is no compromise, and we know what compromise, friends, is where two people get together and they both agree on what's wrong. And it's the same thing with the American dad and mom that actually dropped their kids off at a public school in the school board. They both know what they're doing is wrong and unconstitutional and unlawful and immoral for the most part, but they allow their kids for the most part to go into a public school. Well, in this particular case, this father stood up and he said, no, you're not going to do that. You're not going to teach my kid in health class, semi-pornography, friends, it's happening all across the country. Again, this is just the beginning. We can actually stand up and do something about the problem if we want the problem to go away. But the people that were in that room acted like the police officer actually had lawful authority to come in there, grab his hand, pull him outside of the class. It was a classroom, but it was a board meeting, a school board meeting. And he pulled him out, and he arrested him there. And the 40 people, the other parents, just sat there and looked at the school board member, acting as if they had some authority, in which, in fact, they did not have. And they do not have. You know, I had someone just tell me the other day that, Bradley, do you realize that if what's being taught in public schools today, through their curriculum, through their books, if I did that, I walked into a school and acted out what they're teaching through their books, do you realize, friends, that I'd be thrown in jail? This is how far the American people have allowed it to go. And then when a parent does finally stand up and say something about what's going on, which should have been done a long time ago, he's arrested? On whose authority? Just kind of curious. Sounds like a major, major lawsuit to me, friends. Because I know that if I was that individual and I was in that particular situation and a cop came over and put his hand on me, I have friends that are cops, by the way, unlawfully, again, a cop that was breaking the law by grabbing me in the first place, and he took me out and he arrested me, I promise you, my friends, I would lawfully deal with that individual and in that police department. I would vet, I would glean, because I guarantee if they're usurping authority that way in the public, can you imagine what they're doing behind closed doors? It always follows. And then right after that, what I did is I shared with you, kind of jumping gears a little bit, but I'm saying the same thing, same topic, because that's what I'm in Georgia here broadcasting live. That's what I'm doing here in Georgia. I'm going to be spending some time with leaders in the state of Georgia, and then tomorrow I'm going to be doing a high school assembly. And it's interesting that when they talk about lines between church and state, we've talked about this so many times, but I just want to make a real quick point. When people say that there's lines between church and state, friends, just ask them where they heard that. And then tell them to go to our founding documents, which, by the way, I have in front of my face right now. I have the Declaration of Independence, I have the Bill of Rights, and I have the Constitution of the United States right in front of my face. Just ask him where in the Constitution or in the Bill of Rights or in the Declaration of Independence, can you show me where it says lines between church and state? And if they say yes, then go get a Declaration of Independence, go get the Bill of Rights and a Constitution, and ask them to show you. And at that point, they're going to be squirming because they themselves don't know, because what they're saying is in complete error. And they themselves are only helping advocate a lie that they have believed in themselves, because they themselves want to believe that there's lines between church and state, because they don't want to actually stand up and actually fight for their liberties the way that our forefathers did. No, they'd rather believe the lie and succumb and subject themselves to tyranny. So what I did is I posted back, friends, on my Facebook response. I said, this particular statement made by this man where he said the lines between church and state, basically calling people stupid for saying, you know, God isn't everything. And I just said to him, can you show me in any founding documents where that phrase is? And of course he's going to come back and say, no, I can't show you where it is, but it's true. No, it's not true. You've heard that from the ACLU, and you also find that in Article 52 of the USSR. Now, I said that would be true if you were in Russia, but it's not Russia. We're in the United States of America. So it shows you who's attempting to infiltrate who we are as a nation. And they only simply want you to believe the lie that they continuously inundate the American people with. Lines between church and state, lines between church and state. No, because you fell for the lie. That's why the state and the federal government is doing what they're doing today. And by the way, they know that what they're doing is unlawful. I did a high school, as a matter of fact, in Dunkerton, Iowa. I did 50 schools in the state of Iowa alone, and with high referrals, by the way. And we were called back to do this particular high school in Dunkerton. We went back, and after we did the high school assembly, we got the, you know, the principal referral, we got student referrals, and we got, you know, teacher referrals and responses live on video. So we had all this taken. And interestingly enough, the ACLU jumped into it, friends. And what they did is they put a smear campaign out there on my ministry and basically saying people don't know who Bradley Dean is. He's crossing lines between church and state. Again, the ACLU founder, Roger Baldwin, said what? He said none other than the end of the ACLU is communism. And he said this back in the 30s. So the people in this country have been warned for 80 years. Now, what was interesting about this particular situation with the ACLU, notice the name again, American Civil Liberties Union, is I caught it on my website. Someone sent it to me and said, Bradley, look at the ACLU just put out on you. It was a hit list is what it was, because the homosexuals in Iowa didn't want me there anymore, exposing them for who they were. And so when I seen this, you know, I pulled it up on my website, and I seen it, and I said, oh, my goodness, did you cross the line, ACLU? And so what we did is we took a freeze frame, we took a picture of the front of what they posted. They put this out on the web. And I called up my attorney right away, and I called him, and I said, hey, look, we got the ACLU saying and doing here. The next day, they were sent a letter from my ministry's attorney and told them, can you explain why you just disparaged Bradley Dean and his ministry? You know what they did, friends? They said, see, this is what happens when you stand up, my friends. They replied to our attorney, we have no idea what you're talking about. See, what they didn't know is I already had everything documented. See, but what happened is once they realize that this guy's not going to just tuck tail and run and capitulate in the face of the big bad ACLU and these other atheist communist organizations, guess what they did immediately? They pulled down the website because they knew that they had been had. See, friends, they were afraid. See, this is how you put the godless statists and statists out of business, friends. You deal with them. Because when, for example, when the ACLU comes after you and says that you are crossing lines between church and state, that's all you simply have to do is ask them to show me in the Constitution of the United States. See, the problem that they have, friends, is they can't. So, who's lying here? They are, and they know it. What happens when you actually call them in their own bluff? They run and they hide. So let me ask you the question, who should fear who? Talking about this particular topic. It's a great question. And I think people need to think things through. You know, I should tell you the second part of that story that we, well, the testimony in which we walked out in Dunkerton, Iowa. It was also interesting when we were doing that high school assembly program that the state-run media got involved, along with the ACLU, and began to attack my ministry. After we did the high school assembly, the second time on referral, we're on our way home. We start getting phone calls from the state-run media in Des Moines, Iowa area. We get back home in the state of Minnesota, and once we get there, we call the reporters and say, what's going on? Oh, all of a sudden we're this anti-gay group, or this bigoted group, or this, that, and the other thing. And of course they take everything out of context because they want you to believe that there's people that are really out there attacking. No, friends, it's not about attacking any particular people on my part. It's always protecting the particular people that are under attack, namely our kids, our younger posterity, high schools, elementary, and college students. And the older generation that has enough common sense to actually stand up and they realize that this freedom that we have is not free. Because we all know that freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, not what we want to do. So I'll tell you more about the story when we get back. But what's interesting, friends, is not one church, when we responded to the state-run media, we went back the very next week, again on the front page of the paper, but now all of a sudden they were taking steps back to try to justify themselves and actually tell the truth. That's how it works. I'll be right back. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Georgia, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean here. Our pretty little princess will join us tomorrow again from the state of Minnesota. Well, actually, it's getting a little warmer there, so I'll give it to it. I'll give it to the state of Minnesota for at least catching up a little bit as to what's going on here in Georgia. 90 degrees here, friends. Just talking about a high school program that I did in Dunkerton, Iowa last year, and how the ACLU came after us, and then what they did is once they were called out onto the carpet, they denied the fact that they posted anything on my ministry, which they didn't know that we had a record of everything. We froze, the pictures. We took, we made documentation out of everything they did there, and they completely lied about it, friends. That's what the organization is based off of, a lie. And so it wasn't me or anybody in my ministry capitulating, because we know that we didn't break the law, and we knew it right then and there. But what was also interesting is right after that, it seemed like the whole state of Iowa just, you know, took a hold of what we were doing there in that school. And by the way, we did 50 schools in the state of Iowa up to that point, and we had high referral from a good majority of all those schools. And we did a lot of those schools across the country, as a matter of fact, you know, 2 and 3 and 4 times. In some cases, friends, we were even called to come back during some of these school assembly programs the same year. That's how much they liked the program. But anyways, going back to Dunkerton, what they did is they went on the attack mode, the state-run media did. After we actually left that school, Dunkerton, Iowa, we started getting all these requests from state-run media out of Des Moines, Iowa area. And so what we did is we responded, and the way that we responded is we immediately called up the churches in the local area to see what actually, you know, to see who would host us coming back to confront the issues. And boy, I'll tell you what, they didn't know how to respond to that. And we couldn't find a church. The churches stood down when they should have stood up. And again, you wonder why I continuously talk about the lack of Christianity? Because I don't see anybody really willing to fight for what's been given unto us. And it's shameful conduct. It's reproachful. So what we did is we went outside of Dunkerton, and we actually found a guy that would have us come in. Now, I got to also tell you that during this time, the fire marshal in the state of Iowa, in the city of Dunkerton, actually had said that about me, because he heard what the state-run media had to say about me. Got to believe that, right? He said that if Bradley Dean comes back into Dunkerton, he said that he would put his fire trucks across the road to block them. And so, of course, when I heard that, you know what I had to do, right? I called up my friends out at Liberty University, Liberty Council. And those guys get the jobs done. And what we did is we called them up and said, hey, listen, we got a viable threat here. And we need to deal with the issue. This guy just told me I'm not coming back to Dunkerton. I said, so, my friends, guess where we're going back to? We're going back to Dunkerton, Iowa. And so our attorney also sent them a letter. And it wasn't a couple days later, friends, the only thing that they didn't offer us was a steak lobster dinner. Because they knew what they did was a major violation of the laws of our land. So, interestingly enough how that one worked. We get out to Iowa the following week, front page of the paper. All of a sudden, they're starting to tell the truth now because they realized that the people in the communities were getting involved, and now I had my chance to actually tell the people what took place in that school. Now, did those people, when I got to that church, realize that I did 50 schools in the state of Iowa? Nope, because they were never told that. It was all omitted. Again, through the state-run media. They just give you what they want. Pull what they want, hand you what they want, in part, fabricated. Yeah, that's why we call them propagandists. So we find a church, we go back to this church. The church is packed with parents. By the way, what was interesting is once we got to that church, they had 14 people outside of the school, I'm sorry, outside of the church, forgive me, protesting me coming back to make the community aware as to what the state-run media just advocated through their lies. They didn't want me coming back and telling the communities what was going on. That should concern some of you. Well, these 14 people, guess who they let up their protest by? A mother, a liberal mother, or a godless mother. And what was interesting is some of the kids that were protesting us 5 and 6 hours 5 and 6 days earlier, these were the kids that were praising us right after the high school assembly. They were being led up by a liberal whack job to protest the truth, is really what it comes down to. Because I'm not here to give you my opinion, friends. There's enough people out there giving your opinions. That's why you're confused. That's why you're divided. Law doesn't divide if you're on the right side. If you're on the right side, the only thing the truth divides is the lie from the truth, right? So I get into this particular parking lot. We go inside, start to talk, and all of a sudden, it starts to fall. All the information starts to come out. All the parents start to stand up and began to thank the ministry. They began to thank the ministry for actually helping them raise their children the way that they're supposed to be raised, by actually educating them, not indoctrinating them, which was kind of nice. Remember that fire chief that I told you? He said that if I came into his town, that he would block the roads, that I would never come back. Well, he actually came to this protest, and he was outside of the church. Well, no one was around, taking shots, threatening me across the boards, which wasn't very wise for him to do. If you want to get into the physical realm, due to the fact that I'm 6'5", and we got this little, short stuff on the other side, acting like a big guy because he's got a couple people around him, it didn't work out too good for him. It didn't work out for him in the paper. It didn't work out for him. See, he was embarrassed. He was humiliated. And he had to justify himself. And the way that he tried to justify himself was try to go out there and show everybody how big and bad he was. Well, he was until he actually walked over by me. And I'm not trying to be a hard guy, friends. I'm just not one to stand down when, friends, we should stand up, right? And if you want to take it to the physical, then that's your bad. But not going to respond until I'm assaulted. And he didn't go that far, and I didn't figure he would. But I think the point is, the outcome was this, that at the end of the day, the truth prevailed. And the truth prevailed because we were willing to go back and make sure that the truth was vindicated. We weren't okay with the state-run media throwing out what they wanted to throw out and just leave it at that. No, we took it right back to them. And when you take it back to them, friends, they don't know how to respond. I've shared this with my listeners 150,000 times. You know, one of the things you might want to ask yourself is, why do they spend so much time trying to get people to believe that there isn't a God? See, because, friends, if God doesn't exist, then, friends, everything is permissible. And, see, they want permission to break the law. And, see, the American people, through their apathy, their silence, have given them permission to go ahead and break the law. See, I haven't done that, and I'm not going to do that. See, if there's no God, then there are no rules to live by. And if there's no rules to live by, then there's no moral law that anybody must follow. So you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. How's that working out for America? It's not. See, and what we see is these individuals, these organizations, criminals in government, they're attempting to convince their people that God doesn't exist. This is what they always go for. This is why they're attacking the students in the public arena, namely in high schools, elementary schools, and the such, colleges. That's why they're always going after God. They almost got this, you know, this way of throwing off on the people that if you don't, you know, if you believe in God, you're just an absolute idiot. As creation testifies of itself all around people that are foolish enough to close their eyes. You know, I mean, you could transport these people to the sun and they wouldn't see it, friends, right? But again, these are the people that are attempting to convince other people that God doesn't exist. And if they can convince you that God doesn't exist, well, then the rules that you live by are what they approve of or disapprove of. Because, again, remember, there's no moral law. And what you're dealing with in this country, friends, is a godless, lawless attitude across the boards. Because they want to give you the idea that you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do as long as they that are in authority agree with it. Now, I think I just shed some light on the difference of submitting yourself to a just and a holy God, the meek King of glory, Jesus Christ, and a tyrannical government. And I've said this before, but tyrants begin to forge the chains of those that will not be ruled by God. Read Psalm 2 when you get a minute. And when you see these people that attack God, so first of all, it's not a good place to put yourself. And when you see these people and what they produce, you can see why they don't want you taking heed to the God of Moses. Why? Because the God of Moses simply exposes them for who they are, and they don't want to be exposed for who they are. And the only way that they're going to be exposed for who they are is when you actually stand on the side of what is right that God ordained, and you hold it to them that don't want to be exposed for who they are. Friends, they would simply be put out of business if the people across this country would simply come back to God's moral law. See, because, again, friends, these lawless individuals, let's call them tyrants. It doesn't mean a tyrant is just one that sits in the White House or on the throne. No, a tyrant is lawless. He means to rule through lawlessness. See, these tyrants understand. You know what? I'll actually get back to this right when I come back. Because they understand that the wars that they, my friend, are creating through their lies are brought forth, again, through the rule of force. And force is what they want to use to rule. But guess how they do it? They frame a law by mischief, Psalm 94. In other words, they're not law. In America, that's what you need to make distinction. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
You know, let me see if this makes any sense. Again, you got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, broadcasting live out of Georgia. All you Georgians, 90 degrees here. Crazy stuff. Let me see if this makes any sense. Tyrants create war out of a lie. And then when they contrive the lie and the people are ruled by the lie, then what they do is they begin to, through the lie, rule by force. And the reason they have to use force to rule is because that's the only way it's going to work for their lie. Boy, I hope that doesn't, you know, shake too many people up. You got to think that one through. Clear as day. It kind of reminds me of an individual who had said, helping contrive lie after lie that comes down on the American people, across the globe, as a matter of fact, through propagandists. I remember hearing a quote one time where a guy said this. He said, I'll take the pictures. Actually, he said this. He said, you take the pictures, I'll create the war. Listen to what he said. You take the pictures, just go and take pictures, I'll create the war. Doesn't matter if it's true or untrue. I mean, folks, let me ask you a question. How many times has CNN been busted for staging false war scenes on live video? Time and time again. How many times has Time magazine been busted for taking pictures and then turning the story up on its head backwards? Creating things that do not exist. See, and this is how these people mean to rule. As a matter of fact, friends, if you do history on dictators, they'll tell you after destruction and murders take place in that particular situation concerning that particular dictator, they will tell you that there was nothing behind them. There's nothing ever behind a lie, friends, except the enemy of your souls. So let me say this again. These tyrants, these lawless individuals, need to create war, and the way that they create war is through their lies. And then once they create war, they want to rule by force. And then again, the force is what they use to rule. See, they create the chaos, right? And then they bring in their order. It's the Hegelian dialectic is really what it comes down to. I don't mean to complicate that. I just get in thought once in a while, and I just got to go down all those little trails, go through all those little rooms and see what's inside of them. But friends, let me go back to this. Those that want to be ruled by God, the end of God's law, in which Christ established through faith, is peace. And while peace is found through the reign of law, it is the law that these lawless individuals, these tyrants, refuse to submit to in order to have peace. And isn't it interesting that these tyrants, these lawless individuals, are the ones calling you names, telling you you're breaking the law, when in fact you pull the curtain back just like Lois Lerner right now, guess what? She's going to be held in contempt for what? Contriving crimes against what? The Tea Party and conservative movements across this country. Organizations. Who perpetrated the crime? The White House did. But there's got to be a fall guy, doesn't there? So they're going to hold her in contempt. They'll probably end up throwing her in jail for a long time. But what were they doing? They were attacking the righteous in the United States of America until the righteous took the time to pull the curtain back. Did they find out who the criminal really was? And it's the same thing that's going on in the White House right now. Just yesterday we were talking about how Ted Cruz said that there were 76 crimes that this administration, this president, has committed against the American people. It's more than that, friends. But see, he didn't know, and the American people didn't know that there was crimes being committed until you actually made reference to that Constitution. Man, I've been saying this for years. I love this. This is great. So, while peace is found through the reign of law, God's moral law, it is the law that these tyrants refuse to submit to in order to have peace. Now, it's also interesting. I'll have people say to me, Bradley, we're not ruled by God. I'm taking this a different way, friends. Then I'll say to them, well, what are you complaining about? Well, I'm complaining about, man, this government, they're lying, they're stealing, they're killing, they're putting drone attacks, man, they're snooping through the NSA, they're doing all this illegal stuff. Well, that's all I have to do is stop and say, well, who told you that it was illegal? I don't know. I have no idea. How do you know it's wrong to lie, steal, kill, so on and so forth? I don't know. Hey, let me tell you what. My father told you that. It's his moral law, Exodus 20. Oh, I didn't know that, man. Oh, so you're on God's side when you're being violated, but when you want to violate God's law, then it's okay? You can't hold the truth in unrighteousness. Man, you wonder why you're confused? You wonder why you're reaping a bad harvest in your life? It's because you're living a life contrary to God's moral law. You're not in Christ, you're outside of Christ. And you want to do it your way. And let me tell you something, there's going to be a lot of people in hell singing, I did it my way. You know, let me just take a little rabbit trail here real quick. Just reading a commentary this morning by Charles Spurgeon. You know, isn't it interesting? Scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, Matthew 6:33. Well, when you fail to do that, you seek the things of the world. And then Jesus in his faithfulness comes about, as he still does today, because he's alive forevermore. And he says, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Let me say this, friends. How about we lose the world and gain our souls? How about we lose the world and gain our souls? I like that. Isn't it true? What is it for a man, I ask you, friends, what is it for a man or a woman to gain the world and yet lose their own soul? I just simply say, let's reverse that and say, let's lose the world and gain our soul. But we have to give it to Christ. We put our trust in Jesus Christ and our faith in Jesus Christ. I love it. See, this is how people become converted, is when you tell them the truth. And I know I'm going off little prophetic bunny trails here. And by the way, friends, if you're ever wondering, why do you talk about so many topics all the time? First of all, I only have 1 hour. Number two is because there's a lot of people listening. And the Lord knows who needs what and when they need it. And when they need it and how they need it and what they need to be told. If you ever read the book of the small prophets, it's interesting. Or even David. It's interesting that when you read the book of the prophets, all of a sudden they're talking about one particular thing, and then all of a sudden they just stop, and then they just go way out in left field. It's like, how did that make sense? See, the Holy Ghost comes in to bridge the understanding. And I bet you a whole mess of people just got what I just got done telling you. See, without the Holy Ghost, you're not born again. And what does the Holy Ghost do? Well, when we're born of the Spirit, we begin to grow in the things of Christ, not outside of Christ. And then we begin, as we emulate Christ by the growth of grace, guess what we begin to look like? Christ, not the world, not the enemy of our souls, or not even the carnal man, our fallen state. Let me get back to my topic. Peace is found through the reign of law, and it is the law that the lawless refuse to submit to in order to have peace. So friends, you need to magnify the law against tyrants so you can have peace. This way they won't be calling you names, Nazis, racists, and the such every day of the week. Righteous King David, a man after God's own heart, knew that it was the law that made him the king. And when he stated, I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. In other words, King David knew that God's law, when magnified, brought forth peace through judgment, not the other way around. That's a false peace if there's no judgment. And there's a lot of people out there, for those that have ears to hear, there's a lot of people out there that call themselves Christians, but yet they don't know the cross. They're not Christians because they've never repented. And I love this topic, by the way, friends, because it's just, it's food. You have to process. I'm a deep thinker. And no, I'm not a stinker. Tyrants understand the wars that they create is always through lies. And then once they advocate the lie, then they have to bear rule through force to maintain the lie. That's why it's always through force. Just take a look at the mob, the history of the mob. How do they rule? Are they honest, upright, godly people? Of course not. How do they rule? They rule through force. Why? Because they advocated the lie. But again, while peace is found through the reign of law, that's why we magnify the law, friends. It is the law that the lawless refuse to submit to in order to have peace. So if you want peace, then magnify what's right, and then you'll have a real peace, not a false peace. You got Bradley broadcasting live out of Georgia, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. See ya.